Upper Nile State recorded high human rights violations in past years because of conflict. However, peace efforts have contributed to relative calm. Peter Ngwojo, the chairperson of Upper Nile State's Human Rights Commission, told VOA that conflict in Sudan and the economic crisis in South Sudan fuel human rights violations. Ngwojo says human rights violations have fallen after concerted efforts from the state government and partners such as the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, UNMISS.
Many people flee to South Sudan. So here in South Sudan, there is lack of resources. People are struggling to get food. So some people also are exploiting this situation in terms of exploiting some people in sex so that they can get food, especially for the girls. We have seen this, we get reports. General economic situation in the country affected this one. The number of cases is reducing. This also is a result of the hard working of the government with our partners.
Ngwojo says the commission is willing to establish more offices in the state to intensify coverage.
This year we want to form offices in the 13 counties of the state. We want to form these offices for them to report to us in the cases of human rights. Also this year we are working on awareness. We want to aware our people about the human rights so that they know their rights.
The commission chair adds that his office lacks basic equipment such as computers, recorders, and cameras for documenting cases. He also says his office does not have furniture and cars for reaching distant areas, and the staff need capacity building. John Luong, the former chairperson of Upper Nile State Civil Society Forum, says human rights violations often happen during the dry season. He urges the government, partners, and civil society groups to forge ways to prevent abuses.
People have to look for different strategies this time round, because when we are coming to the dry season now, that is where most of the issues in Upper Nile do come up. The issue of human rights violation, like we are talking about now, this is the time now people have to look out for all those things, how they can be prevented. But now nobody is working on that.
Malakal resident Gabriel Oluoch says a lack of a unified army causes human rights violations because there are different forces with different commanders in South Sudan.
And that one is always, it becomes so common because of the different groups, the security of Sudan, because they are in the hand of protection. There's what is called IO, organized forces, and then we have what is called Nyabrujok, the white army, and they are all in power.
Oluoch says those who commit human rights violations often are not brought to book because the prosecutors or police make too many compromises. He says the law should be allowed to take its course regardless of whether your relative has broken it or not.
I hear from a certain woman saying that we used to hear all the time that there's a cataracting. What about those who make ratings? I never heard one day somebody take to the court and been judged. There's a compromise somewhere, and this one is not good. Everybody who made a mistake should face the law.
In 2023, the U.S. Department of State said perpetrators of human rights violations had gone unpunished. It attributed violations such as unlawful killings, abduction, rape, sexual slavery, and forced recruitment of children and adults to both armed groups and some of the groups that signed the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Amir Ibrahim Kod, reporting from the Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.